In this episode of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, we're going to talk about five lies you've probably been told about your blog. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. We put together a resource page for a lot of the things that we don't talk about in our episodes. Make sure you check that out. It has things such as ebooks, audiobooks, which are for sale. Also, it has things with different affiliate links that helps us pay the bill. So make sure you check this out. It's at nichebloggingtips.com/resources. That's nichebloggingtips.com/resources. So you've heard a bunch of things about your blog, a bunch of things you thought about your blog. We all have these different things that I guess that we think of when we think about our blog, but are they all true? I guess you won't know until you start a blog and you stick with it and start to see some of the things that occur with your blog. But here's some lies that you've been told about your blog. Here are five lies that you've been told about your blog. Building it happens quickly. Building your blog happens quickly. For most people, that's not going to be the case. For the vast, vast majority, that's not going to be the case. It takes time to build these things out. It takes time to upload content. It takes time to even just build it out from the very beginning. You know, once you purchase the website and get hosting and all of that stuff, if you're brand new anyway, if you're spank new and you have no idea about blogging or starting a website or anything like that, it's going to take you a while because you're going to find yourself watching videos. You're going to find yourself listening to podcasts like this. You want instructions on how to build it. And then, man, when you run into a problem, that's going to take time. So there's all these different stages and all these different elements about building a blog. Building it, for most people, it's not going to happen quickly. Okay, the second lie you've been told about your blog: you will never run out of ideas. You will never run out of ideas. You will run out of ideas depending on how niche down that you are with your blog. So if you have a particular niche and you don't have a lot of topics, or you don't know how to create off of those topics, then your ideas, they're going to be a little slim. Now, at some point, You can expand your blog. You can expand the niche. You can expand your topics. You can always do that. But if you are in something that's very, very, very niche down, you can possibly run out of ideas if you are not too, I don't want to say if you're not too crafty, but I can see some things that's very, very niche down where you can run out of ideas. But if you know what you're doing, you'll never run out of ideas, but expanding the blog and speaking about different things other than that core topic of that particular niche, you can be okay. But at the same time, it can happen. Number three, the third lie that you've probably been told about your blog is all bloggers make money. That isn't true. All bloggers don't make money. Some are not going to make money because they're not going to even keep the blog long enough. They're not going to even put out posts long enough to see if they can make money. But everyone don't make money with their blog. Now, they may bring awareness to some things about their blog. Every blogger is not blogging just to make money. Yep. So it's not all about money when it comes to blogging for everyone. And there's so many examples out there of different content creators that don't make money off their blog. The fourth lie you've probably been told about your blog is that it's not a huge investment of work and time. I'm telling you right now, if you go all out and do what you're supposed to do with the blog, it's going to take a bunch of work. It's going to take time. Will you stay the course is more of the issue, or is more of the question. Will you create a bunch of content? Will you stay on the schedule? Will you be consistent with it? Are you willing to stick with it? Only the strong, I guess, survive when it comes to blogging. You have to be sure that if you are putting money into it, that's an investment also. But the work aspect, if you don't have a team around you and you have to create the content yourself, you have to do all the research, you have to do the keyword research, you have to do the writing, you have to set up the blog, you have to set up your email marketing campaigns, you have to set up your, maybe there's a course, there's a free course, there's a free ebook, you have to set all these things up. That takes time, but the content itself takes time. You run into a problem that needs to be fixed. If you're going to fix it yourself, it takes time. If you're going to pay somebody, that's going to take an investment of money. I could say work time and money, but we'll just stick to work and time. But all these things you have to take into consideration when it comes to blogging, then the investment. It is a huge investment. Number five, the fifth lie you've probably been told about your blog is that if you create it, they will come. That is a lie. That's definitely a lie. There's a lot of different things that you have to do in getting traffic to your blog. You better know something about SEO, on-page SEO, with your titles and all of that stuff, the different semantic keywords that you should use, off-page SEO, backlinks, anchored text, guest blogging, all of those things. Now, social media, you can use social media if you have a community that will share your stuff out, maybe some sort of Facebook group, or if you're on Reddit, you know, anything like that. You can definitely get traffic from that. But if you create it, they're not going to automatically come. It's going to take work. Got to create the content. You have to know about SEO, on-page SEO, off-page SEO, even technical SEO. Make sure your sitemaps are uploaded. Your robot text files are uploaded to your root directory, your file managers on your hosting plan, in your database, basically. If you create it, they will come is a lie. You have to write content, a bunch of it. You have to be active on social media if you choose to do so. So there's a lot of different things you have to do in order to get traffic. If you create it, they will not come just because you created it. So those are the five lies you've been told about your blog. Check out the show notes at nichebloggingtips.com/43, episode 43. It's nichebloggingtips.com/episode 43. Check out our private Facebook group at nichebloggingtips.com/group. Also, make sure you check out our YouTube channel at nichebloggingtips.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, and we will see you in episode 44. Thank you. The thought of having a blog is so important, especially when you're new. But just like a lot of new bloggers, you get stuck in a lot of different places because you're getting all this information from all these different places, all these different bloggers or whatnot. But what we did was we put together a free mini course. We call it the 5-day blogging mini retreat is what we call it. And you can get that at nichebloggingtips.com, anywhere on the website, nichebloggingtips.com. Sign up for our 5-day blogging mini retreat. It's a free mini course, a free 5-day blogging mini retreat. Check it out at nichebloggingtips.com.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.